Hello, everybody, and welcome to New News Episode 10. I'm your host, Krago9, and in this episode, I'm going to be covering several different news articles. But before I go on that, I want to touch on a little bit of news with New News. So, for starters, the name. I would like to change the name of New News because the name New News is a bit of a weird name, and I prefer to do a different name. And I have two ideas that I could do. But I'd like to know your ideas. Do you think I should stick with the current name? Do you think I should change the name? Do you have any ideas of what I should change the name to? Right now, I have two ideas. I could name it Redstone Weekly News, and just basic Redstone Weekly News, or I could do RW News, like the initials of Redstone Weekly. I could do MC News. So if you have any ideas of what I should rename this segment to, or this episode type to, let me know, because I would like some ideas, because New News is a bit weird of a name. So, with that out of the way, let's go ahead and get on to the news. Alright, for starters, we have the Marketplace Pass, a new subscription for Minecraft Bedrock Edition. So, a little brief rundown of this. The Marketplace Pass is an alternative subscription to Realms Plus. Realms Plus is a subscription you can get for Bedrock Edition that allows you to play with up to 10 friends on a realm, which is like an easy server to host. And you also get access to over 150 different content packs from the Minecraft Marketplace. That's refreshed monthly. However, until now, that was mainly focused on social. But if you play by yourself, there's a new alternative, and that is the Marketplace Pass. So the Marketplace Pass is $4 a month, and you would get access to 150 plus pieces of content, time limited character creator items each month, which are yours to keep even after your Marketplace Pass subscription ends. Access to subscription content through all supported devices on all supported devices through your Microsoft account and Minecraft Bedrock Edition. And this is so if you play by yourself, Marketplace Pass is for you, and if you want to play with friends, then Realms is for you. You get access to the same content. And so it's a cheaper plan. It's like a Marketplace Plus. So that's the Marketplace Pass. And let's move on to the next piece of news. All right, so before I get onto the snapshot, I'd like to talk about something that's in a preview and snapshot, and that is new Minecraft wolves. All right, so there are 8 new wolf variants. There's the classic pale wolf, which was already there. That's the original wolf, and that will spawn in the taiga. The Ashen Wolf, which spawns in the Snowy Taiga. The Black Wolf, which spawns in the Old Growth Pine Taiga. The Chestnut Wolf, which spawns in the Old Growth Spruce Taiga. The Rusty Wolf, which spawns in the Sparse Jungle. The Snowy Wolf, which spawns in the Grove Biome. The Spotted Wolf, which spawns in Savannah Plateau. The Striped Wolf, which spawns in Wooded Badlands. And the Woods Wolf, which spawns in Forest. So the Woods Wolf is going to be the one that you're going to come across the most. But you'll find the other ones throughout different biomes. And I definitely like these new variants. I'm very happy that they are coming to the game. I really like the Black Wolf, but honestly, I'm glad they're all in the game. And you can, if you want to see some images of this, I'll have a link in the show notes for this episode on my blog eventually when I make it, for the Minecraft Wiki page, which shows all the variants. But yeah, there's the Ashen Wolf, Black Wolf, Chestnut Wolf, Pale Wolf, Rusty Wolf, Snowy Wolf, Spotted Wolf, Striped Wolf, and Woods Wolf. Oh, I forgot, they have a pack size. So the Ashen Wolf, Pale Wolf, and Woods Wolf spawn at a pack size of 4. The Black Wolf, Chestnut Wolf, and Rusty Wolf spawn at a pack size of 2-4. The Spotted Wolf and the Striped Wolf spawn at a pack size of 4-8. And the Snowy Wolf spawns at a pack size of 1. So, now let's get onto the snapshot, which has this Minecraft snapshot 24W10A, and this has new wolf variants, some new data pack features, and lots of bug fixes. New features, added variants of wolves, I'm not going to go through all these. Adjusted spawning conditions for wolves, allowing them to spawn in coarse dirt and puzzle blocks. Changes, adjusted passive mob spawning in grove biome to only include rabbits, foxes, and wolves, and buttons and tooltips will no longer appear when hovering outside of the element. Technical changes, the data pack version is now 34. There are lots of changes here. If you want to read them, you can, but I'm not going to for the sake of time. fixed bugs in 24W10A. There are a lot. I'm not going to read them all. But there are bug fixes. And next up, Minecraft Preview 1.20.80.21. And this includes the new wolf variants, wind charge improvements, and an updated look for the bogged. So there's the new wolf variants. The updated the servers tab experience in Bedrock Edition preview for the new play screen that they're working on. A lot of changes, bug fixes, parity changes, lots of stuff. Experimental features with the wind charge change. The bog has an updated texture, and they drop 2 mushrooms when sheared. Trial chambers updated. Lots of technical updates. Updates to the editor. Experimental technical updates. And next snapshot. This is snapshot 24W11A. This was released on Thursday. I thought they were going to release a snapshot this week, but as of the time of recording this episode, they came out with a snapshot. So I have no clue. Like, most of the snapshot I read, but there's some that I haven't read. So let's go ahead and get into it. All right, so experimental features. Added the mace, the breeze rod, heavy core, 2 new armor trims, 3 new pottery shards, 2 new banner patterns, updated vault loot table, and updated trial chambers. So, blocks. Heavy core, a mysterious dense block which can be combined with the breeze rod to craft a brand new weapon, the mace. And I think builders will have a field day with this for, like, sci-fi builds. Breeze rod, a new item, an item dropped by the breeze that can be crafted into 4 wind charges or used with the heavy core to craft the mace. And this is just increasing the similarities of the breeze and the blaze. Because before you had the wind charge, and now you have the, and there was a fire charge, and now you have the breeze rod and blaze rod. So they are increasing the similarities, similar to the LA and Vex, how they're similar, without them officially stating it. But yeah, so the breeze now drops the breeze rod. 1 to 2 breeze rods. And you now craft the wind charge using a breeze rod. So 1 breeze rod gives you 4 wind charges. So the breeze rod has more than one use, which I like that they're giving it more than one use. I love, like, the heavy core. It's a building block and allows you to craft the mace. And the breeze rod can be used to make wind charges or with the heavy core to make the mace. And speaking of the mace is a new heavy weapon to smash your enemies. Leverage the weight of this new weapon to deal additional damage the farther you fall before hitting your target. Try it out by jumping down to your target and hit them before you hit the ground. Successfully striking target in this way will negate any damage accumulated before the fall, similar to how a wind charge works. Other entities near the struck enemy will be knocked back by the immense force of the mace. Using the mace will decrease its durability like any other weapon. Repair it with breeze rods at an anvil. Players can use a mace in combination with wind charges to launch up and deliver devastating smash attacks on their enemies. Changes with mobs. Changes to the breeze. The breeze now drops 1 to 2 breeze rods when killed by a player. And the number of breeze rods is affected by looting enchantments. Pottery shards. Added flow, guster, and scrape pottery shards. And banner patterns, they added the flow and guster banner patterns. And armor trims, they added the bolt and flow armor trim and smithing templates. Bolt can be duplicated using a copper block or waxed copper. And flow can be duplicated using a breeze rod. And it doesn't look like there's any images of this yet. So I don't know what it looks like. But trial chambers, added new chambers and variations with new challenges. They remade chamber _9 and renamed it to slanted, and they remade chamber _3 and renamed it to pedestal. Added flow, guster, and scrape pottery shards to the decorated pots and the decor structure pool. Trial spawners will now appear more frequently in the corridors. Change the layout of the blocks around the vaults. The loot tables of vaults and the trial chambers has been updated to address some inventory management issues. You will now get no more than 1 unstackable item per vault. You will more often get rewards which can stack together, and horse armor and saddles have been removed from the loot table. Vaults and trial chambers can now eject wind charges, bolt armor trim smithing template, flow armor trim smithing template, flow banner pattern, guster banner pattern, and heavy core. Changes adjusted the flying behavior for bees and parrot to keep them from overshooting their position when flying up and down. Status effect particle colors are no longer blended into one particle color. All active visible status effects particles are now rendered separately, and the frequency of emitting status effect particles has been lowered to clutter the screen less. I like that they're lowering the clutter, because whenever I do a slash command to give myself a potion effect, like when I'm looking at something with night vision, like a new structure or something, I always do the hide particles. Updated the wolf armor crack textures, and menu background blur has been updated to look better and be more performant. Wolf variants, when summoned in other ways, like the using the spawn egg or summon command, the variant selection follows the natural spawning biome rules with the following extensions. Rusty Wolf will be selected in all jungle biomes, including jungle and bamboo biomes. Spotted Wolf will be selected in all savanna biomes, including savanna and windswept savanna biomes. Striped Wolf will be selected in all Badlands biomes, including Badlands and Eroded Badlands biomes. And technical changes. The data pack version is now 35. The resource pack version is now 29. I'm not going to read all these. Lots of fixed bugs. And next snapshot, or preview. So this is Minecraft preview 1.20.80.22. And this includes the mace, the breeze rod, the heavy core, new armor trims, new banner patterns, new pottery shards, trial chambers, breeze changes. They made the breeze breathe with its eyes instead of feet to avoid drowning in water. Features and bug fixes, they accelerated the armadillo animation to make it more in parity with Java Edition, made some changes to blocks, character creator, game tips, gameplay, graphical, movement, realms, vanilla parity, wolf armor, technical updates to the API, commands, and mobs, experimental technical updates to graphical, some changes with ray tracing, I think, for some of the new lighting stuff, deferred lighting, and honestly, whatever the changes are, they look really good. So, I don't know what that's about, but cool. I think it has to do with ray tracing, I'm not sure. Changes to the editor with its API and commands. So, that's all the news we have, and I'm just going to give my thoughts on it. I already gave my thoughts on the wolves, but I'm super happy about the mace. I think it's going to be very fun to... It's going to add more variation to the combat system in Minecraft, and this is really turning out to be a combat-focused update. So, I really like that they're doing that. And I am very excited for 1.21 to come out, and very excited for 1.20.5 to come out. And yeah, now let's move on to the outro. So if you did enjoy this episode, be sure to let me know by emailing me at redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com, responding to a Spotify Q&A question. You can also do polls there. If I put out a poll, you can vote on that. You can also contact me through an Apple Podcast review. And if you enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to help it out, be sure to write it an Apple Podcast review. Doing a 5-star rating helps boost up the podcast and not only the Apple Podcast app, but many other podcast apps that ping Apple Podcasts in order to get their, to find podcasts to put in their catalog. And you can also share this podcast with friends and family. You can check out my blog at podcastredstoneweekly.blogspot.com. Eventually, the show notes for this episode will be in there. And I'll have a link in the description of this to get to those show notes. You can check out my Flickr page, flickr.com/redstoneweekly, and you can just check out some of the photos I have there, like from my survival world, which I really need to post, and other things. And yeah, so I'll see you in the next episode. And I completely forgot to say this. Well, I'm going to do it right now. These episodes are now going to be coming out twice a week. I'm now putting out 2 episodes a week, so I'm going to do full episode and new news episode any week. I'm going to try to do that. I'm not sure if I'll be able to maintain it, but I'm going to try to do it, and hopefully this will work. Because of me doing it every week, these episodes will be shorter, so it won't really be much more work for me, and it'll be less for me to edit these new news episodes, and hopefully this shouldn't be too much more difficult, but I love to put out episodes twice a week, so we're going to have a full episode and new news episode in the same week. So that's 2 episodes a week. I'm not sure what the schedule will be. I may do an episode on Monday and Friday. I may do an episode on Monday and Wednesday. The full episodes are going to come out on Mondays. The new news episodes will probably come out between Wednesday and Saturday. somewhere in that time span. I will see you in the next episode, which will be... If you listen to the end of this, good job. You'll have a little bit of early access, sneak peek information. Big server news. Very big server news. Yes, I got it working, but I have more news than just that. And how to make your own server. So I will see you in that episode. Goodbye.